For those of us who grew up standing in line for all-purpose patties and reheated frozen whatever, it can be hard to imagine institutional cafeterias leading a revolution in responsible eating. But that's what Helene York sees when she looks at her plate.
First of all, the center of the plate, literally, are green beans. I have very little carbs, and I have modest amounts of protein. I've got a lot of vegetables.
And 90% of what's on your plate is not from within 100 miles. It's like within 50 miles.
Today, York's at a dining hall at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts, visiting executive chef Jim LaChance. Both work for the food service company Bon Appetit, which runs about 400 kitchens around the country at colleges and universities and at companies like eBay and Amazon and Twitter.
There are so many different ways of getting vegetables here. You can easily fill your plate with vegetables, and then the protein is a delicious topping.
The topping today is a fillet of redfish caught by a local fisherman.
The redfish is terrific, and I like that Cajun spicing on it. It really works with it, right?
Helene York was hired to put sustainability at the center of Bon Appetit's business model. She calls herself an internal activist. For the last few months, she's been on loan to Google. She's here in Massachusetts to make her pitch to chefs at the company's Cambridge office.
Two big ideas I want to communicate today: how the food system contributes to climate change, and how climate change is altering the food system. All right.
In a big, bright seminar room, York explains to a half dozen chefs how cows and fertilizer for animal feed emit huge amounts of powerful greenhouse gases, and how 40% of the food we produce is never eaten, meaning all those emissions are for nothing.
So, what can we do as chefs and food service providers? Number one, I think within all of our power is a radical reduction in food waste.
By not buying too much, by using more of what they do buy, and by composting scraps, York says Bon Appetit chefs around the country have already cut the equivalent of 5 million pounds of CO2 every month. That's like not driving more than 6 million miles.
Second big area, reducing your use of meat and dairy products. This is where it gets, let's say, creative.
York says company chefs are making meat portions smaller, but tastier and more interesting, and they're doing more with vegetables and grains. The idea isn't just to lower the climate impact of a given meal, it's also to change the way millions of us think about the way we eat. York says the message can go up the ladder, too.
Over time, I've come to realize that working for a larger company, I have some power to influence the supply chain.
Like by helping huge meat and chicken and grain companies find ways to reduce their emissions.
The goal here is long-term, balanced food system sustainability. If the contract restaurant companies work with the big protein producers, the big cereal manufacturers to make improvements, that will benefit everybody.
Still, a big part of York's low-carbon food plan involves buying from smaller local and regional suppliers. They're generally the best source for fresh food, and they help fortify local economies against the risks of climate change. But it can take some extra effort.
Welcome.
York and I drop in on Jared Auerbach, owner of Red's Best Seafood on the Boston Fish Pier. Auerbach's the guy who supplied the fish we ate at MIT.
What other white fish would you suggest in New England is a good alternative to cod?
Whatever we caught the most of the day before, that's the best alternative to cod, because they're all good.
Auerbach has created a high-tech system for buying and marketing fresh local seafood. His goal is to help the little guys compete with the big factory ships. But to get the best price, he often ends up flying his product to high-end restaurants around the world.
It kills me to ship this stuff. We ship tunas to Japan. It's like the worst thing ever, but they're willing to pay. And at the end of the day, my job is to sustain local fishermen.
Ideally, Auerbach says, he would like local customers who will buy a lot at once at a fair price and take what's in season. That's why he was so excited when York came along.
I mean, we started out 5-6 years ago with the hope that 6 years later there'd be people like Helene. We set out with a mission to be able to fulfill this demand that we thought was necessary and we believed would come, and now it's here on a large scale. Major universities, major hospitals stepping up to the plate.
Helene York says it'll be a while before climate-conscious cooking finds its way from the MITs and Googles of the world into the mainstream, but more food service companies are embracing the idea, to which York says, bring it on. After all, we all eat from the same planet.
This is going to be a long-term change. It's a culinary change. It's a generational change. But if we keep on with this effort, I think we're going to get there.
For The World, I'm John Miller, Cambridge, Massachusetts.